Hey, want a free Steam key? Head over to mmoing.news.blog and click the giveaway button at the top of the page. And good luck. What's going on, gamers? Jay Play from MMOing here, and welcome to the MMOing Free-to-Play and Gaming Podcast. Today's Thursday, November 12, 2020. This is episode number 7. Let's talk about the free games of the day. Today, Indie Gala added Kill 'Em All to its Keep Forever game list. They have Contract with the Devil, Fall of the New Age, plus 93 other free titles available on indiegala.com/showcase. GOG.com has Postal Classic, Uncut, Kane, Hello Neighbor Alpha version, plus 24 other free titles. To see all the games available for free on GOG, go to gog.com/free, then select Filters and click the Free checkbox. Epic Games has added The Texorcist today as its free game of the week, and that will take away Dungeons 3, which is now gone at 8 a.m. this morning. That was removed, so to Texorcist is there for you if you want that. Also, Epic now has Neverwinter, along with Fortnite, Rocket League, Spellbreak, Dauntless, Unreal Tournament, and 13 other free-to-play titles available all the time. Steam has no free games available, free game keys available today, but I found a really cool deal on the Sherlock Holmes series that includes Crime and Punishment. I'm going to look this up really quick so I can read them off to you. The Testament of Sherlock Holmes, Sherlock Holmes the Awakening, Sherlock Holmes the Silver Earring, Sherlock Holmes the Mystery of the something that I can't read. But they are all 90% off right now, so I bought the entire collection for $11 instead of $111. So that's something you should look into if you are a mystery fan, a Sherlock Holmesy fan. You could do that. Also, for thousands of other free titles, check out myabandonware.com and also itch.io. And if you're willing to spend a little bit of cash, you can check out the great game deals on indiegamebundles.com. You will definitely save a lot of money buying games that you like this way as opposed to buying them outright. So, Sunday, November 15th, we'll be doing our giveaway. And if you have not entered the giveaway, go to mmoing.news.blog and click the giveaway button at the top of the page. I'll see you guys in a few minutes after this short 30-second ad where I will tell you about something awesome. And now, it's time for the news in the last 24 hours in the form of headlines that I've acquired scattered from across the internet. Let's do this quick. Create a survival game in Core for a chance to win a slice of 15K. I'm assuming Core is a creating software kit. I haven't checked that out, but you probably should because you can win $15,000 or at least a piece of it if your game is any good. So I might actually look into that. American Truck Simulator's Colorado DLC tops the Steam top sellers. Half-Life Alyx has new audio commentary from the devs, and you can find that on my website right now at mmoing.news.blog. World of Warcraft's pre-expansion patch notes released today. Destiny 2's Trial of Osiris won't return until November 27th. Arcade's Rise of Nihal is available today. Arcade's Deathloop goes guns blazing on March 21st. Bethesda has confirmed that Deathloop is releasing on May 21st, so the leak was correct. Well, it's May 1st. Atlas patch 5th. You got me all discombobulated. Look what you did, man. Look what you did. Atlas patch 5.14.3 brought the wipe and trade from Atlas. Thousands of Edith Finch assets are now available free to use in the Unreal Engine. Diablo 3 patch 2.6.10 is live ahead of season 22 launch on November 20th. Assassin's Creed Valhalla's sex is boring, but the romance is pretty good. Paydays 2 latest update revamps the Infamy system and adds a new heist. I told you about this headline. Smart SSDs could squeeze 12 terabytes onto a 4 terabyte drive. I don't know what that means yet. I didn't read the article, but you can go read it if you want. Somebody made a Dragon Age Among Us crossover. Dreams do come true. Sony PlayStation 5 launches today, if you hadn't noticed. That's kind of what the news was, and I was trying to avoid talking about the PS5 too much because this podcast focuses primarily on PC. But yeah, the PlayStation 5 is out, and no one has tried to blow vape smoke into it yet, from what I can see. Minecraft Dungeons crossplay will finally launch on November 17th. Microsoft would like you to please stop vaping into your brand new Xbox. It is right there. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War is bringing back Dark Ops challenges. And the Hitman series turns 20 this month, so happy birthday, Hitman series. 70 million lifetime players is what they've achieved in the last 20 years. So, hope you guys got something from that. Go check out the stuff by just looking at the articles, because that's where I find them. Check out the website, mmoing.news.blog. If you want to enter to win a free Steam key, please go to that website, and up at the top of the page, it says giveaway. Click that, and you'll have all the information you need to enter to win. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Keep MMOing. If you enjoyed my podcast, please support it by hitting those follow, like, subscribe, and share buttons. For links to my Twitch, my YouTube, my Twitter, my Facebook, and all my other social media, check out the website at mmoing.news.blog. Thanks for listening.